6,000 plus counties in the U.S., including 550 high resolution full color maps and full color photographs, as well as detailed information and analysis to help you zero in on the best places to live, the ideal location for cabins and vacation homes, as well as safe and unsafe areas. Get Prudent Places USA for only $29 plus shipping by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438 to order on the web or at BerkeyWater.com.
This is the GCN Radio Network.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay, and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story. Hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at, illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality, not illusion and illusion, that will determine what the future will bring. And I have to remind you the views that are expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They happen to be my views and, well, the views of our special guest this afternoon is Percy Schmeiser, who's a Canadian. And, of course, he has the most amazing story to tell. He was a seed farmer. He was actually growing canola seeds on his farm. And Percy, why don't you tell us the story of what happened? Because it truly is an amazing story.
Well, to begin with, as was mentioned, my wife and I were seed developers and seed savers in canola ever since the time we were married, and that's over 50 years ago. And in 1996, genetic altered canola, soybeans, cotton, and corn were introduced into North America, but primarily the crop that was affected, or we were affected most by, was canola that was patented, or seeds were patented by especially Monsanto at that time.
Now, was this the Roundup Ready crop, so that they could actually use the Roundup and, of course, it wouldn't kill the canola crop?
Yeah, it's what they call GMO, genetic modified organism, and in this case with Monsanto, it was a Roundup Ready canola, which meant that canola would withstand Monsanto's herbicide Roundup on it, would not die. Normally, if you'd spray Roundup on a conventional canola crop, it would die. In fact, Monsanto would say, or these companies would say, that glyphosate or the herbicide Roundup will kill any green thing.
Right, and of course it really will, except that they put a gene in here. But of course, when they begin to modify the crops, they really change the entire genetic makeup of that crop, don't they? And don't they have to?
That's right. Not only change the makeup of the crop, but also by transferring a gene into canola or whatever crop they want to make, or genetic modified. Is that you have to use a virus, a bacteria, or an antibiotic-resistant marker gene in canola especially. And so there's a lot more in that plant or seed that was never there before besides making that plant resistant to a certain chemical.
And, of course, the interesting thing was that one of your crops was contaminated with this, and Monsanto came and sued you for actually planting their seeds without their permission. So why don't you tell the story about what happened?
Yeah, that's very important, is that, we were seed developers, and in 1998, 2 years after the introduction of genetic modified canola, our fields were contaminated with Monsanto's Roundup Ready canola because my neighbor had grown it, and they had said under patent law, it doesn't matter how it gets into any farmer's field, whether you're a conventional farmer or organic farmer, you no longer own your seeds or plants. It becomes the ownership of Monsanto because they have a patent on that gene that's in that GMO crop. So that was a pretty startling statement to make, and that's why when we received a lawsuit from Monsanto, my wife and I decided we'd stand up to them because we felt that no one should have the right to be able to control seeds or plants.
Well, of course, basically what did Monsanto tell you? That if you had to give them a lot of money because you had stolen that or because they contaminated your field? Or how did they actually bring this up, you know, and tell you you were going to have to pay them because they contaminated your field?
Well, you see, the initial lawsuit said that we were growing their GMO canola without a license from them because they had a patent on it. And basically back in the middle 90s, nobody even knew that there were, knew that there was such a thing as patents on seeds or plants. And so that's why we stood up to Monsanto. And like most patent laws...
Hold that thought right there. Percy, be right back here.
Sure.
Most Americans are iodine deficient today because they stopped adding iodine to our milk and to our flour, and only about half of the salt that's consumed in the United States today contains iodine. So Radio Liberty has produced a four-tape or a four-CD set that discusses the health benefits of iodine. We also offer iodorol. It contains 12.5 milligrams of iodine per tablet. And we also offer potassium iodide tablets, a little protects your thyroid gland in case there's a nuclear attack. So if you'd like to order these products or obtain additional information, why don't you call 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. Or go to our website at RadioLiberty.com. That's RadioLiberty.com. Once again, our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927.
This is George Whitehurst Berry, your host for Crash. Are you ready?
I, Dr. Leonard Horowitz, I do hereby indict you, Dr. Peter Duesberg, for the deaths of millions of people worldwide through your role in the creation of AIDS.
Dr. Peter Duesberg, are you a mass murderer?
I'm afraid I'm not quite that powerful. I think Dr. Horowitz must have seen Dr. Strangelove once too many times. The retroviruses are the most harmless viruses that we know.
This is George Whitehurst Berry, your host for Crash, Are You Ready? Crash, Are You Ready? Is the most controversial program on the Genesis Communications Network. Find out why. Visit our website at www.hearitonline.com. That's HEARITONLINE.com.
It's a fact. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, all banks in these United States create money out of thin air for every single loan they issue. With never-ending late fees, over-the-limit fees, and higher interest rates, it has become mathematically impossible to repay all debt, making all of us slaves to our creditors. The Federal Debt Relief System has created a successful attorney-backed program to legally eliminate credit card debt, personal loans, lines of credit, and other unsecured debts which have been fraudulently created by the banks. We can terminate your unsecured debt within 18 months with a much lower monthly payment, ending with nothing on your credit report. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe with a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their debt. Instead of living each day in fear and frustration, it's time to take action and turn your life around. Call the Federal Debt Relief System at 877-943-8600. That's 877-943-8600. Or visit FDRS.org. Find out how you can break the cycle of debt slavery. Visit FDRS.org today.
Control. Well, this is Dr. Stan. Of course, Percy tells about taking his case to court. And, of course, the first judge who heard the case said, it doesn't matter how your field got contaminated, whether it was seeds blowing in the wind, whether it was pollen, or because, of course, Monsanto controls the patent on this, and it may only be a few plants, but it doesn't matter. They own everything. And suddenly the judge is giving Monsanto control over the food supply of everybody in Sydney and Alberta. But, of course, every farmer now is subject to Monsanto because they've patented certain things in their seeds. And if they contaminate your field, you are responsible. So pick the story up there, Percy.
So that's why, we pointed then all the way to the Supreme Court. To make the story short, we had Court of Appeal, and basically the Federal Court of Appeal, where we had three judges. And even at the beginning, we were only allowed one judge, and how often we wished that we would have a judge and jury with farmers on that knew and understood farming, but that was not to be. So at the Supreme Court, which we were very happy that Supreme Court of Canada decided to hear it. But you got to remember, by that time it was 5 years. We had spent over $300,000, and you know the financial part of it was starting to ruin us. We had mortgaged our land, and so on. And but at the Supreme Court, we were able to bring in other items that pertained to the case than patent infringement. And some of these other items were, we said that a farmer should always have the right to be able to use the seed from year to year if he so desires it. That right should never be taken away. But an important issue by this time to my wife and I, and that was always an important to us, was that no one should have the right to put patents on life. To us, life is sacred. No individual, no corporation should have that right to have it. Patent on a gene that controls life.
And of course, eventually, of course, when the settlement was made, why you were out about $300,000 or $400,000, but they found in your favor. They did not give you certainly legal expenses, although certainly Monsanto would try to get the legal expenses up from you. But it was judged that Monsanto was in the wrong. Basically, what was the major thrust of the Supreme Court's decision?
Okay, first of all, on the issue of Monsanto, by this time wanted over $1 million in fines, punitive damage, because we said they violated, and that we had violated their patent, and they had admitted in the courts that we had never purchased their seeds, but as I said before, it didn't matter how it got there. So the Supreme Court ruled that we didn't have to pay Monsanto no money. But what was not fair from the Supreme Court, and you have to remember, it was a test case for Monsanto, and they always said this to see how far they could exercise patent law over the rights of farmers. And so the Supreme Court ruled we didn't have to pay them anything, but we have to pay our own legal bill. Monsanto pays their legal bill. So our legal bill by this time was over $400,000. Monsanto's legal bill was over $2 million. Now, it's a lot easier for a corporation, a billions of dollar corporation, to pay $2 million in legal fees for a test case than a farmer to stand up for his rights and the rights of other farmers to pay $400,000. And that was not right. But on the issue of who owns life, which we had challenged them, the Supreme Court of Canada ruled Monsanto's patent on a gene is valid. And wherever that gene arrives in any higher life form, they own and control that life form. And when I use the term higher life form, I mean not only a seed or plant, but a bird, bee, animal, and even a human being. So now we have more questions than we have answers. And the Supreme Court said it has to go back to the Parliament of Canada to sort this whole mess or this whole thing out to see who really owns and controls life.
And of course, the frightening thing about this is a multi-billion-dollar corporation, and they would crush anybody who got in the way. And of course, we've seen this same sort of thing with some of the other products they've made. They have a hormone they use. It's called the recombinant bovine growth hormone, and basically, it's given to cows. It increases the milk production. And when people have tried to bring out the relationship between breast cancer and prostate cancer, and the use of this product, and of course, actually, it's really about milk, but it's about this product as well. Why, of course, the people who work for television, there's one couple who've been in television for many years. They wanted to do a program on this. And of course, their employers were all in favor of it until Monsanto threatened to sue. And now that couple can't get a job anywhere in the United States. They've been blacklisted by Monsanto. That is far more important, powerful than most governments in the world today. And but of course they're doing a great deal of harm, and this is the thing in Europe. Why, of course, the people over there understand that this is not safe. These genetically modified foods are not safe, and yet here in the United States and in Canada, I don't know about Canada, but I do know in the United States, you're even not even allowed to know when they're giving you these foods. There are no studies that show they're safe, and there are many studies that show they're not. And we wonder why so many people are having physical ailments and problems today. Well, Percy, you've been all over the world since the Supreme Court found in your favor. What's your impression about Europe? My impression is the people over there are a lot smarter than the people in the United States. They realize how dangerous these things are. What's your impression?
Well, as you said, I've spent a lot of time in Europe, and we'll be going back there in October, November, and they are really concerned about what's in your food. And it's very unfortunate. You know, the whole, that here we don't, in North America, we do not have labeling like in Canada and the United States. We don't know what's in our food. And to me, I've always maintained that it's a drastic violation of human rights when we don't know what we're eating, what we're feeding to our children and grandchildren. But I think the Europeans look at food totally different than us. You know, they went through a couple of wars where a lot of people went hungry, a lot of people were on the point of starvation, and they make a point that they want that safe and good food. And it really surprises me how much research and open research and the research knowledge or the results of that research is given to the public. And they have a lot of information on how the dangers of eating GMO foods affect you, not only human beings, but also the whole ecosystem, the biodiversity. And about a month ago, I was invited to Russia by the Duma, which is the parliament of Moscow, and how much research they have done in regards to the danger, especially of GMO potatoes. Here in North America, we hardly hear a word about it. The press doesn't carry it. And I really, I got to know quite well Jane Acker, the lady that also, and the Wilson, that were prosecuted in Florida for speaking out, and the findings they have found. We do not have freedom of speech, especially by from our academic community, because a lot of our research now is funded by the private purse, which I mean the corporation and corporations, and not the public purse. And that has to change. We have to get the information out to the people. We have to have labeling. I even took my own country, Canada, to the violations of human rights, the United Nations violation of human rights in Geneva 2 years ago, well, it's almost 2 years ago, and there has been no answer back by the country of Canada to these charges of human rights violation. And that, first of all, was the rights of people, not being that they do not know what they're eating, our academic community, where they're not allowed to release the results, and thirdly, the consumers not knowing what they are eating. I tried to do everything possible. And, you know, Monsanto has done everything to destroy my wife and myself, first by intimidation, financially. They put a lien, a caveat, at one time against our house, our farmlands, our accounts, our machinery, everything to stop us and try and destroy us.
And, of course, this is what they do. I mean, they don't care about human beings. What you have to understand is they're destroying the foundation of our food supply. And there's some people who know what's going on. I don't know how many of our listeners out there know that up in one of the Norwegian islands way above the Arctic Circle now, they're storing food so that when this whole food cycle comes down and crashing down, why, there'll be something to start in all over again. They're taking examples of all seeds and as many things they can, putting it up there. And, you know, in these, you know, where they'll be frozen indefinitely, but they can come back after, of course, they have destroyed everything here. There's some people who really understand what's going on. The average individual says, the government wouldn't allow anything that would hurt me and my family. And I would simply point out, as we have so many times before, that at the beginning of the last century, in the early 1900s, one person in 33 got cancer. Now it's between 1 and 2 and 1 and 3. And this is not happening by accident, and they know what they're doing. They're poisoning our people, and they're doing, some of these people are doing it very maliciously and intentionally. And here's a beautiful example of what happens. And, of course, the fact that this is widely known in Europe, this is widely known in Russia, and is not known here in America, and simply is an example of the fact that we have freedom of the press and media in America, which means if you control the major media, why, you have the right to conceal whatever you want to, and to keep the American people from realize that they are being poisoned by these products. And the animal studies that were done on this, the genetically modified food, showed that there were definite changes there. But of course, the corporations control the Federal Drug Administration, the EPA, and so many of our scientists have prostituted themselves. They go right along with the agenda because they get lots of money. And isn't that what it's all about? I mean, the person who has the most money wins. Unfortunately, we've lost our moral foundation. Do you have that feeling, Percy?
Well, yes. You know, seeds of life. Doesn't matter if it's seed or plant or animals, birds, bees, whatever. you know, is precious. And then to go further, to try and get control of the seed supply, is that, you know, to try and introduce a terminator gene in both our countries, which was not allowed, where they now have a gene in a seed that the seed becomes sterile, or the seeds from a plant are sterile. So that forces a farmer or a gardener or anyone to go back to a company to buy a seed each year because the seeds from that particular plant are sterile. But can you see the danger of this when it can cross-pollinate into your neighbor's crop, in your organic neighbor's crop, into indigenous seeds, heirloom seeds? That, to me, is the greatest assault on life we've ever seen on this planet. When they want to bring in a gene that terminates life.
Hold that thought, put it right up.
The United States seems to be celebrating over its triumph of reducing government debt. But the truth be told, public and private debt increased to a record high in 1999, reaching a peak of $14.8 trillion, marking 10.57% annual increase, outpacing its previous 10 years. The U.S. economy receives its currency by taking on debt through a private banking institution called the Federal Reserve System. In the year 2000, debt growth collapsed to only 4.5%. It's bad enough that the U.S. citizens is bound by debt in order to have commerce. However, shocking the economy with a reduction of this magnitude could wipe out years of growth in a stock portfolio. Before you make your next investment decision, get the cold hard facts. Call 1-800-686-2237 for your free report on the outstanding level of public and private debt. You must understand how recession and depression are driven by outstanding debt. Call 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Warning! The EPA states indoor air pollution is the number one health problem today, causing 50% of all illnesses. Go to germfree33.com. Technology developed for NASA is now available to protect your family and health. Laboratory proven to eliminate 99.9% of deadly MRSA, black mold, E. coli, bird flu, and more from all surfaces. Germfree33.com. Remove pollen, mold, pet dander, dust mites, and more from the air. Germfree33.com. World's best air purifiers. Nothing else compares. Germfree33.com. No expensive filters to replace. Covers 3,000 square feet. See the proof at germfree33.com. Order from our secure website. Credit cards accepted. Order by phone. 800-492-1073. Payment plans available. 800-492-1073. Germfree33.com. The world's best air purifiers.
This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibilities within that structure. That's why Institute on the Constitution has put together a host kit that enables anyone, anywhere, with any group of people to instruct them on our founding documents. We urge you to order a host kit. You can call us toll free at 866-730-9796. That's 866-730-9796. Or you can order it on the web. Go to our website, iotconline.com. The only way our republic will survive is if its citizens arm themselves with the knowledge of our founding fathers' original intent of the Constitution, the Declaration, and the Bill of Rights. Call us, 866-730-9796.
Imagine walking down the street and hearing footsteps behind you. They get closer and closer, and suddenly you have a sense something bad is going to happen. What are you going to do to defend yourself? Tebow Tech specializes in non-lethal self-defense products for you and your family. With everything from stun guns and tasers to personal alarms and pepper spray, Tebow Tech will arm you with the most advanced non-lethal products anywhere on the net. Not sure where to start? The Tebow Tech Essentials Package is great for you or to share with your family. It comes with a 950,000-volt cell phone stun gun, a multi-pack of pepper sprays, an extremely loud personal alarm, and a how-to book for defending yourself with pepper spray, all at a low price. With these or any of Tebow Tech's products, you have the tools to defend yourself against an attack and get yourself to safety. Don't be a victim. Be a victor. Stock up now. TebowTech.com. That's TebowTech.com.
Get back here.
Sure.
Well, Percy basically was telling about how, sometime years after Chris had won their suit against Monsanto, why they found that there were a lot of genetically modified plants in their field. In other words, Monsanto had contaminated their fields again. So they contacted Monsanto, and they said, you know, we want you to come out there, and we want you to remove these plants that you've got here. They're yours, and, of course, you have no right to actually to contaminate our fields. And Monsanto came out, and they agreed to pull out all the plants. But they wanted Percy to sign an agreement that they would never again, of course, what were the specifications they wanted you to sign away, really, your rights to your farm for all intents and purposes, wasn't it?
That's right. Not only that, but they also said we had to sign also that we could not talk to no one that the terms of the settlement were. In other words, a gag order, a freedom of speech. And we said to Monsanto, there is no way ever that we're going to give our freedom of speech away, that there's too many people in our countries gave their lives for freedom of speech, and we would not give it to you as a corporation. And so Monsanto said to us, well, if you don't sign your release, we will not remove the plant. So what happened was, and it went back and forth a few times, we finally told Monsanto we would remove the plants, which we did, and then we had several neighbors helping us. Bill came when I paid my neighbors about $640. We send a bill to Monsanto. They refused to pay it because unless we signed a release, and we said we would not. So then it ended up, we took Monsanto to court, small claims court, for $640 and $20 cost, and the judge issued Monsanto a summons, and Monsanto was in court. And that was in March of this year. And at the beginning of the trial, Monsanto came with a check and paid the $660, and it was a major, major victory, not only for us. The amount of money didn't matter, but it was a victory for ourselves and all farmers around the world that if you are contaminated, you now have a chance of taking Monsanto to court and be able to win on the liability issue. And that's what is going to bring these companies down. If you own and control a life form, like they said at the Supreme Court, you are liable for the damages it does if you release it into the environment where everyone knows, including the companies, you cannot control it once you release it. And once you release it, it's over and there's no turning back.
And if people have to understand they've contaminated our rice crops all across America. They've contaminated our corn, and most of our corn is genetically modified today. You don't know which ones it is, but about 70% of our corn is genetically modified, cottonseed, and of course all these oils, corn oil, soybean oil, soybean grain, and canola oil. You don't know when you're getting it, but what impact is it having on you, and why are so many people having physical problems today? And nobody really wants to address the fact that they believe that they are intentionally poisoning us. And if you read the studies on this, that we carry an excellent book by, we have 2-4 tape sets on the subjects of genetically engineered food. You need to understand what they're doing, how they're adulterating the milk, how they're adulterating our crops, how they're adulterating our oils. And the average individual, at least in Canada and the United States, don't know. The farmers know, and the people all throughout the rest of the world know. But because of the degree of control of the meat in America, the American, and do you think very many people up in Canada really understand what's going on, Percy?
No, I really don't. There's more and more people, especially a lot of consumers, are now getting very, very concerned. Two important points I really make to the European people and other people of different countries of the world, that number one, once you introduce GMOs, there's no such thing as coexistence. Number two, there's no such thing as containment. By coexistence, I mean the GMO gene is the dominant gene. You will no longer have organic farmers. You will no longer have conventional farmers because it will spread. To give you an example of that, we no longer, as far as I know, have any pure canola seed left in Canada. It is now all GMO. The same thing with containment. You can't control seeds blown in the wind, pollen flow, and so on. But there's another big danger here that a lot of people don't realize. It not only affects the plant you put it into, it affects the whole family of plants that that particular plant that you put it into comes from. And briefly, canola comes from the brassica family, and in that brassica family you have turnips, cauliflower, radishes, turnips, and even wild cousin like wild mustard and close cousin mustard. So it's cross-pollinating now into those market garden crops. GMOs are cross-pollinating into those market garden crops, making more plants, more food, GMO, and taking the ability of organic farmers away to grow them organically. So it affects the whole family of plants that comes from that particular one that's where you put the GMO gene in. And that is scary.
Okay, hang on. We'll be right back here.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Have you made preparations to look after yourself and your family in case there's a national emergency or a terrorist attack? Well, I want to tell you that the government's looking after their people. In fact, plans have been made to protect people of high-ranking position in government, but they're not making any preparations for the average individual, so you're going to have to look after yourself. If you'd like information on long-term food storage, if you'd like information on the other items you would need in case of a national emergency, why don't you give us a call at 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927 and ask for the emergency food catalog. We'll get it right off to you and we'll get the items shipped directly from Ready Reserve Foods. That's 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. You're going to have to begin making preparations to look after yourself.
Do you need more than just the constant news of impending tyranny? Yes, this is Elizabeth Border back with the Divided Kingdom, the hour that analyzes spiritual and cultural issues too. Lou Blanchard and I are delighted, thanks in large part to past listeners' lobbying efforts. Now to be on the Great Genesis Communications Network Monday through Friday at 6 p.m. Central, formidable Alex Jones says, this is the network often imitated but never duplicated. Lou and I made the conscious decision to move to GCN because of its classy lineup and leadership. We invite you to hear our program, one we pray will strengthen and bless you. Indeed, trouble is part of the story, but the fellowship of faith surpasses it. Tune in at 6 p.m. Central with the Divided Kingdom.
Did you know that pH balance is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 9 or higher. Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals and elements. This product is a one-of-a-kind in its strength and effectiveness. Using Plasma pH Drops is one of the best ways to make your water alkaline while helping you get rid of acid and regaining your health and energy. With just 10 drops, you can raise the pH level of the water you drink up to the pH of 10. Alkalizing water helps the body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's A-L-K-A-Vision.com. Or call 269-344-3420 today.
Well, this is Dr. Stan, and Christopher Percy is talking about the Monsanto police force. You didn't know they had a police force. Oh, yes, they have a police force. They have their own little army that goes around there, and they'll trespass on your fields if you're a farmer to see if you might be using their product. They have their helicopters, and they dropped Roundup bombs. And you tell the story. Here, these people are so powerful, they can have their own military, their own police force, going around checking on farmers to make sure they're... Why, of course, their fields haven't been contaminated with their products, because if their field is contaminated with their products, then they own your crop. At least they've got to try to force you to pay them because they contaminated your field. They're ruthless. They threaten people. They'll do anything they can to destroy anybody who dares to stand up to Monsanto. Go right ahead.
Okay, what they'll do, they'll fly over the center of a farmer's canola field, and normally our fields are 160 acres here, and they'll dry, drop what we call, as I said, Monsanto's Roundup herbicide spray bomb. It normally covers about 30 feet across, dropped in the center of a field. Then after they wait about 12 days, so after the chemical has time to activate, and then they'll fly back and check to see what has happened.
Now, of course, if the farmer isn't using their crop, it just kills his crop, doesn't it?
Well, that does. If a farmer has not grown Monsanto's GMO canola, the crop where they hit with the spray, with the Roundup, will die. It'll be dead. And where if the farmer was growing Monsanto's GMO canola, it would not be dead. So you can imagine if the water source of a farmer comes from a field where they dropped this chemical, the concern and so on. But another method they use to put the fear, we call it the whole new culture of fear on the northern plains of the U.S. or the prairies here of western Canada. And where they'll, if they don't find the farmer at home, they'll get their address somehow through the local municipality or whatever, and they'll write a letter to a farmer, and this is what it'll say briefly. We have reason to believe that you might be growing Monsanto's GMO canola without a license from us. We estimate you have 200 acres or 500 acres, and in lieu of us not taking you to court because we think you might be growing it, send us $200,000, $100,000. I've seen one here for $750,000 in 2 or 3 weeks' time, and we may or may not take you to court. Can you imagine the fear in a farm family when they get what people call extortion letters from a multi-billion-dollar corporation? Send us $100,000, $200,000, because we think you might be growing it in a couple of weeks' time. So that whole culture of fear. Another sentence in that letter states, you're not allowed to show this letter to anyone, or we will prosecute you, or we will fine you.
I see. Well, of course, talk about freedom of speech. You know, freedom of speech is all right for Monsanto and for the elite, but not for the common people. What are the people up there doing? What are the farmers doing about it?
Well, a lot of farmers, you know, no longer have a choice. If you want to grow canola, our total seed supply of canola is now contaminated. Our total supply of soybeans is contaminated. So basically, you're under the thumb of a corporation. Another important thing that to continue that culture of fear, they advertise in their brochures or farm papers, and in the States, I'm told also, even on radio, that if you think your neighbor might be growing Monsanto's GMOs, whether it's corn or whether it's canola without a license, you should inform on your neighbor. And if you do this, you get a gift from Monsanto. Most of the time, this gift from Monsanto would be chemicals, or would be, many times, a free leather jacket. But, you know, if a farmer happens to do that to his neighbor, for whatever reason, Monsanto will immediately send out two. I've always found out from people it was two of their investigator or their police to a farmer's home. And I'll tell you what happens. It's not nice. They'll say to a farmer or to his wife, we think we have this temporary rumor you're growing GMO, Monsanto's GMO canola, or soybeans without a license. And a farmer will say, I'm an organic farmer, conventional farmer. We don't want to grow your GMOs. And they'll say, you're lying. If you don't confess, we're going to take you to court, and you won't have a farm left. And you can imagine what goes through a farmer's mind when these gene police, as we call them, leave a farmer's home. A farmer will think, well, this is this neighbor or that neighbor or that neighbor that has caused me this trouble. So now you have a whole new situation. Farmers not trusting one another. Farmers scared to talk to each other on coffee roll what they are growing or what they are planting. So it's a whole breakdown of our world social fabric. And, you know, I used to be a member of the provincial parliament at one time, and I think this is one of the greatest harms that could have happened with the introduction of GMOs, the breakdown of our world social fabric.
Well, of course, what are the government up there? Is the government doing anything at all, or are they simply in the pocket of, you know, are they the finest politicians money could buy, like the ones we have down here, just simply take the money from the corporation, and then they do their bidding?
I think at the beginning, a lot of the government, and government members, and I was, and a lot of my colleagues are still in the government, and did not realize what was really going on when regulatory approval was given to these companies to introduce GMOs. And I think now the pressure of the people now that have seen what is going on, not only on the danger of GMOs, the control of people, the, in, like I said, the extortion letters and the fear culture, I think we're going to eventually going to have some action on it. And I think indications show that one of the first things that will happen is that we'll, that rights of farmers will be restored. But, you know, I don't know how many calls, phone calls, my wife and I have had from farm women crying on the phone. You know, what should we do? Monsanto's police have been here. They've threatened we won't have a farm left. And we'll try and advise them where to get legal help. But this is what's going on with the introduction of GMOs. And as I said before, this is the other part that people never, ever hear about, is that the control or the fear culture that they've been able to establish. In other words, divide and conquer.
Well, now, of course, did you have the recombinant bovine growth hormone that's given to the cows up there as well?
No, that was not allowed, thank God.
All right, fine.
The only place in the world that I know of is the United States.
And here in the United States, they allow this use of this, this product, which is just not safe. And, of course, I mean, there's a definite relationship between the use of that and the marked increase of breast cancer and yet and prostate cancer, and yet you are never allowed to hear that in America, where we have freedom of the press. And freedom of the press means if you own the press, you have the freedom to censor whatever you want to, and that's what's really going on in America. How could you keep something like that secret? I mean, you're talking about something like a 6 times increase in breast cancer and 3 times increase in prostate cancer. You probably know more about this than I do, Percy. Is this with all milk, or is this just with these milk that's produced by the recombinant bovine growth hormone?
Well, you know, I don't know what the percentage of milk. I heard about 10%. I don't know if that's correct or not in the United States. But, you know, all the testing that was done here showed that it had really adverse effects, but not only on human beings, but especially your cows are burnt out in about 2 years. Another effect that you don't hear too much about is the fact on GMO feed. Many, many reports I've got, documented reports, is that it's very difficult cows that are fed GMO feed to get the to become pregnant, and the same thing in regards to pigs fed GMO feed, very difficult for pigs to become pregnant. So there are many, many issues of that arise with GMOs. But to me, you know, how far are you going to go? I've seen pigs where human genes have been inserted to make the pigs grow larger. And believe me, it's absolutely disgusting when you see pigs that are so large that the legs cannot hold them and they have to be propped up. What are we really becoming, cannibals, when we're starting to eat our own human genes? So that's just some examples, you know, like fish genes put in tomatoes or strawberries so they have a longer shelf life. Spider spider web genes being put into goat's milk to produce a new, very strong, from the milk, what they call it, some of the strongest steel known to man. I could go on and tell you what is happening out there. I'm not talking about some science fiction anymore. I'm talking reality and what is going on, and yet how much of the press here in North America, in both our countries, have been able to release.
And, of course, I noticed that the strawberries, I mean, I remember how delicious strawberries used to be, and so many of the strawberries today, they look beautiful. They're big and red, and then you bite into them, and they just don't have the taste that they used to. They're really good, but they last a lot longer. They just sort of never get to, they never grow old. They never get moldy. They just, but they've altered so many of the things that we're using today, and the average individual has no idea because the media is controlled, and they're not letting the information out. So we certainly encourage people to find out, and of course, Percy's been on the front lines of this battle. You're pretty well retired now from farming, aren't you?
Yes, I have all the land rented out except 160 acres, so I can still, you know, you still call the farmer, and I still don't want to lose my touch with the land, you know, you know, once it's, I guess they said you can never really take that out of a person once you've been in farming, and it was not easy for us to stand up to Monsanto. You know, I often think about the living hell I put my wife through, my family through. not only my family, but my neighbors. They would even come after my neighbors and said, if you support Percy and Louise Schmeiser, we're going to come after you and you won't have a farm left. We, with my wife, would receive phone calls, you better watch it, they're going to get you. They would come into Monsanto's police or Monsanto's investigators would come into our driveway, sit there for hours, watch what we were, watch what she was doing. Never did anything to her, but just had intimidation, harassment. They would sit on our fields, outside, on the road, outside of our fields for hours, and not only hours, days and days, watch what we were doing. And I'll never forget that one time when my wife and I were speaking at the parliament in Cape Town in South Africa, we ran into, on the, going out of the assembly hall, we ran into one of Monsanto's representatives, and he shook his fist in my wife's face and my face and said to us, nobody stands up to Monsanto, we're going to get you and we're going to destroy you somehow someday. So you can imagine, you know, the fear that I had, you know, for my wife and my family, going through all of this. And many times, I'd wake up in the middle of the night and I'd think, my God, what am I doing to my wife and my family? Is it worth it? But my wife, I have to always say, was a very, is and was a very strong person. And she'd say to me, don't give up. There are so many people in this world that are being affected. They should never have their rights taken away. And I guess... helped us a lot too is that the fact my wife has a very strong faith, and many times she would tell me when I came home that she felt that at night she prayed more than what she slept. And these are the things that kept us to go going, because we felt that we had at least a chance to stand up, and we were going to do everything possible to maintain the rights of people.
Well, I'm so glad that you did, and I admire you for having the willingness to do that. And I know what you've done is really, I'm sure, emboldened others. And believe me, ladies and gentlemen, they will use fear. If these things are going on today, why aren't you reading? Why aren't our major commentaries talking about this? Why aren't our television programs talking about this? I mean, what they do is they focus our attention on Britney Spears and Paris Hilton and who's going to win the golf tournament and who's going to be, you know, but all sorts of unimportant things. We understand our minds are manipulated, our tastes are formed, our concepts are created by people. We don't even know who they are, but believe me, a lot of them are getting a lot of money to intimidate and frighten people, and of course, try to get people just to back down. And when they find somebody who won't back down, of course, they're furious. Well, of course, Monsanto's really throughout the world. Were they down in South Africa as well?
Well, this is it. You know, they're all over the world, and they have offices in about 80 countries. And, my wife and I, we have 5 kids and 15 grandkids and 1 great-grandchild. And we found that if we don't stand up now, once it's introduced, it's over. And we often talked about it and said, what will our grandkids say to us 15 years from now, if we're still alive, because my wife is 76 and I'm 77, and say, you had a chance to do something. You had a chance to stand up, and you didn't do anything. And I don't think we could have lived with that, and that's why we took the stand. We're going to stand up as long as we got life in us.
Well, I'm so glad that you did, and I certainly hope that the listeners out there in the audience appreciate it. Now, do you have a website or any place people can go and get more information on the things you've been talking about?
There's a pretty well everything that I've talked about, the contracts, the extortion letters, that's all on my website, which is www.percyschmeiser.com.
That's S-C-H-M-E-I-S-E-R, Percy Schmeiser?
Right. Yeah, it's all one word, percyschmeiser.com.
And ladies and gentlemen, get this information and try to let other people understand. I mean, this is criminal activity that Monsanto is involved in, but who are we going to go to? The government? Politicians are all paid off. I mean, government officials are paid off. I mean, you're dealing with a multi-billion-dollar company that is above the law. And they can do whatever they want to people, and I'm sure that they have. Fortunately, they haven't done anything more than just simply try to intimidate and frighten Percy and his wife and their neighbors. I mean, imagine that, going to the neighbors to try to frighten them. And then, of course, I'm sure everybody's mad at you because Monsanto's coming after them. Is there any way that here in the United States, we could actually take a company that did that to court and go after them for this pattern of intimidation and threats? Is there any way you can do that in Canada?
Well, you see, my last case now has opened up the door. Sure, it's going to take money, anybody that stands up to them. But I think now, like a lot of the organic farmers individually can take, there's a precedent has been set. In the United States and Canada, there's our people, besides myself, that can now stand up. And I'll never forget an example and why we really kept on. I was speaking at the university in Mexico City, and there was also a representative from some farmers' organization from the state of Oaxaca. And after the presentations at the university, he was going back to his state, I was going back to Canada. And through interpretation, he put his arm around my shoulder and he said, "Percy, don't give up." He said, "At least some of you have a chance in North America and in Canada to fight back." He said, "We here in Mexico, in my state of Oaxaca, we don't have a chance." And he had tears in his eyes. And, you know, things like that give you the encouragement to keep on fighting for the rights of people.
Well, of course, the thing is that there's an authoritarian government in Mexico that has been going all the way back to the 1930s. Of course, when the people in the United States brought this authoritarian government to Mexico and it enslaved the people, and there's no freedom down there. They got a one-party system with a couple of branches, sort of like what we have here, but they don't have a constitution that protects the rights of the people.
Mm-hmm.
Well, at least we have that tradition of freedom here in the United States, and you do in Canada as well. But you said if we have a constitution, we have people who have violated our laws in Washington, D.C., what we need to do is take America back. Percy, hang on. We'll be back in just a moment to wrap up today's program here at Radio Liberty.
Thank you.
Most Americans are iodine deficient today because they stopped adding iodine to our milk and to our flour, and only about half of the salt that's consumed in the United States today contains iodine. So Radio Liberty has produced a 4-tape or a 4-CD set that discusses the health benefits of iodine. We also offer Iodorol. It contains 12.5 milligrams of iodine per tablet. And we also offer potassium iodide tablets, a little protects your thyroid gland in case there's a nuclear attack. So if you'd like to order these products or obtain additional information, why don't you call 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. Or go to our website at RadioLiberty.com. That's RadioLiberty.com. Once again, our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927.
And then we said that as long as we got life in us, we're going to go down fighting for the rights of people all over the world, always to be able to use their seeds or plant their seeds from year to year.
Amen to that. Of course, again, the website is percyschmeiser.com. That's www.percyschmeiser, S-C-H-M-E-I-S-E-R.com. And that's all one word. And go up there, get the information. And then, of course, when we get back here, we'll tell you about some of the tape sets or CD sets that we have that go into the background of this information. It's all up there on the Internet. You can pull it down if you really care. But they're poisoning our people. And, of course, this is very, very common. Certainly the animals, both the cows and the hogs, have terrible problems. In fact, they've lost whole herds of pigs, you know, because they could not reproduce themselves. And if it's doing this to the pigs and it's doing this to the cows, what do you think it's doing to the human beings? Have you ever wondered why so many men today have sexual dysfunction? And, well, of course, the government says, you know, they're just getting old. Well, what about the animals? Well, they don't want to tell you about the animals. Anyway. Well,
we never really got into the food issue and the health issue because that would take another couple of hours and the law issue. But the other thing I would like to say before we leave is that I'd like to thank all the people that have supported my wife and myself financially, to pay our legal bills. And if it wouldn't have been poor people all over the world helping us, we could not have stood up to them because, like I said, at one time they tried to seize all our land, all our house, our machinery, by putting these caveats against it. So it was hard, but we had a world army of people behind us.
Hold up. God bless.
Thank you.
Well, my guest has been Percy Smyser. And, Percy, I do hope if you would be willing to come back with us and talk about what this does to human beings, what we know the effects of these are. Could you actually do an hour program on that?
I think we could, yeah.
All right, fine. Well, I'll give you a call, and we'll try to get you back on again. We've got a pretty good audience
then.
Across America. God bless, and thanks very much for doing what you've done and for being with us this afternoon.
Thank you very much for the opportunity. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Okay, fine. Well, certainly, Percy's a very, very courageous individual. Well, what are you willing to do? Well, first of all, you need to get informed. We have two four-tapes of WhatsApps. One is a four-tape or four-CD set. It's called... it's called RBGH, that's recombinant bovine growth hormone, RBGH, and genetically modified food. The other four tapes set is simply a four-tape set on genetically modified food, and they're available from Radio Liberty. Give us a call of 1-800-544-8927. Here's an excellent source of information, 1-800-544-8927, and I believe we carry the book on genetically modified food. Certainly it's by Jeffrey Green, Jeffrey Smith, and if we don't carry it, I will point you out how you can get it. He's got a great new book, which we really should be carrying as well. You need to understand this. This is designed to hurt you and your family. There really are people out there who have a different worldview, and it's not simply they want to make money, although that may be one of the motivations, but there's another agenda behind that. And if you doubt that, you need to hear my talk on Nundare, Call It Genocide. You need to hear, of course, my talk on planned population control. And there really are people out there who want to kill off most of the world's population. In fact, you might be interested today that we often talk about the Georgia Guidestones on the WorldNet Daily today. The featured article is there on the Georgia Guidestones and the people there in Elberton, Georgia, where they are. Many of the people recognize that this is a place where they have satanic ceremonies and where the Satanists gather from all over our country, there at the Georgia Guidestones. And there are a couple of groups that want to tear them down. They should have been torn down a long time ago, but I don't think that they're going to be because there's powerful spiritual forces behind them, and here's where the witches gather, and they have their naked parties and the other things. And understand, ladies and gentlemen, there is wickedness in the world today. That's a featured article on the WorldNet Daily today. And, of course, if you haven't seen it, go up and pull it down. It's on the Georgia Guidestones, which you'll read about on my website, and which we talk about when we talk about this move for population control, because the first of the Ten Commandments there that come from the very pit of hell, in eight different languages, they talk about maintaining population at 500 million in constant balance with nature. Maintain the world population at 500 million in constant balance with nature. What they're talking about is killing off about 3/4 million people. They're people who have no concern for human life, no compassion at all. And of course, nobody knows who put up the money. This is the Georgia Guidestones are shrouded in mystery. But of course, there's no mystery about the agenda. It's out there. Many of these people talk readily about the necessity of killing off 90% of the world's population. Certainly, we have the article, UNESCO Courier. We'll be glad to send you a free copy if you'd like it, where Jacques Cousteau talks about the necessity of eliminating 350,000 people a day. They've talked about this at the Gorbachev's State of the World Forum. Why? Because Gorbachev is deeply involved in the occult, but they're not going to tell you about that. And there's a professor down at the University of Texas who's been advocating that we kill off over 90% of the world's population. If you haven't read my Population Control Agenda monograph, you really need to get it. That's the Population Control monograph, and we hope that you'll go and get that and pull it down. It's on my website, and if you can't find it there, why, if you get any of our other items, we'll be glad to get it for you. Our telephone number is 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-5-HIV-WAR. They've introduced all sorts of new diseases into our society. They're poisoning our children with mercury and fillings, and certainly in the vaccines, in the influenza vaccine. That's why they wanted to give it to
You've been there. Have a few drinks and you wake up feeling a bit fuzzy. So keep your body in tune. Next time, try Drinkin' Mate Hangover Defense with all-natural guava leaf extract. It's proven patent.
You're listening to the Global Star Radio Network, located at Telstar 5 KU band, frequency 11836, symbol rate 20770. Thank you for listening.